Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
In Joel chapter 2, verse 28 to 30, Joel 2, 28 to 30, the Bible said, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke." Praise the Lord. We are talking about the God of Wonders, part 2. The God of Wonders, part 2. Please take your seat. From time to time, we have to remind ourselves who our God is and what He does. We have to remind ourselves of His power, His acts, His ways. And we are blessed to be in this month of November. And in this month, what is key for us is that God is a God of wonders. Praise the Lord. One of the first points I want to make is that wonders happen here on earth. So the earth is the domain of wonders. Whenever God pours out His Spirit, there are wonders on the face of the earth. So we are not waiting to go to heaven before we experience wonders. Right here on earth, we can experience the wonders of God, and we have to experience the wonders of God. Praise the Lord. So men who are on earth will experience wonders. Tell somebody, because you are on earth, you will experience wonders. When does this wonders begin to happen? He said, "I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh." And as a result of that, sons and daughters will begin to prophesy. It's a wonder. He said that young men will see visions. It's a wonder, because naturally, we are not meant to see into the supernatural. The ability to see into the supernatural is a wondrous act of God. That's why it's a gift to men. Praise the Lord. It's a wonder that you dream, you sleep and dream. And some of the dreams are really true, vivid, and point to what is about to happen. It's a wonder. Sometimes a mother can have a trance. A father can have a trance. It's not necessarily asleep. It's just a dozing off. Then the wonder is that God is able to pick the spirit of this mother or father and show them what is just about happening. Are you here with me? It's a wonder. Say, it's a wonder. But when does it happen? He said, "I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh." So anytime the spirit of God is engaged, we are in a season for wonders. Which season are we in? We are in season for wonders when the spirit of God is engaged. And he says that, "I will show wonders in the heavens and wonders also in the earth." Then he talks about blood, fire, pillars of smoke. So the earth domain is the place for wonders. The point I'm trying to make is that some people want us to believe, based on their school of thought, that wonders cannot happen or no longer happen on earth. But the scriptures are clear that the earth domain is the domain for wonders. And so wherever the Spirit of God lands, wonders will happen there. Because you are here and the Spirit of God is here in your life, let there be wonders in your life in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. So, wonders, a wonder is God in action, setting protocols or natural laws aside to amaze men. Whenever there is a wonder, God is in action. Through the systems of this life, through men, you know, setting protocols aside to amaze men, to wow men. There are natural laws that govern things here. So when someone is sick at a certain level, medical science will say that, oh, maybe terminal point, stage so, so, and so. Naturally, they can even give you the time that an individual could be expended because of the level of the sickness. Are you here with me? So at that point, science has failed. And the natural law will be that the person has come to the end of their road. But when God steps in, he can change the dynamics for the person. He can change the protocol and set aside the natural law, the signs, and cause his act to be done to reverse what science says has come to an end. That's a wonder. It's always a wonder to medical practice. When persons, everything shows they are on their way to termination, they see a turnaround. It becomes a supernatural work of God. Because at that point, science has failed, medicine has failed. But that is when God sometimes steps in. Praise the Lord. So when God steps in like that, he changes the protocol. And the experts even get, wow, how did it happen? Because it goes beyond the skill of people. It goes beyond human competence. And so I'm praying that in this month, may we enter the realm of wonders, where God will suspend natural laws and change protocols to cause things to happen, his acts to happen in your life in Jesus' mighty name. That amen can be better than it is now. And listen to me. Every single person on the face of the earth, you need to experience the wonders of God. If you don't experience the wonders of God, your walk with God will become more theoretical than practical. There's a level that Paul talks to the people and he tells them that my salvation is not the occurrence of natural event. My salvation is a wonder. He tells them that he's encountered God at a certain level. He tells them how God delivered him from the wickedness of men. He shows them that he is beyond every reasonable doubt. He's persuaded that God is God. Jesus Christ is a true God because of not just the words that he's told him or the promises that he's given him, but the fact that he's encountered him to know that he's real. And so it's not just head. He's also encountered him practically. So he cannot be convinced otherwise. Praise the Lord. And that is the level we pray that every child of God in this church will get to. That some way, somehow, God will find a way to cause wonders to happen in your life so that nobody and nothing will be able to challenge your faith. That amen can be better than it is now. If you are receiving it, may it be your reality this month of November. Paul talks about it. Peter talks about it. The apostles talk about it. The people of their time, they said that a notable miracle has happened. Notable. We cannot do anything about it. This is notable. We know these people are ordinary men, but what has happened in their lives and what God is doing through them, this one cannot happen based on the people we knew. Something has happened to them. Therefore, something is happening through them. Is God talking to someone now? So we know them fishermen, carpenters, all these people, regular people. But they are turning their nation upside down because no man can do this except the Lord is with the person. So it's important that as a child of God, you experience wonders. You experience the acts of God. Now just imagine stubborn Israel moving from Egypt to the promised land without any wonders on the road. Those people would have gone back into idol worship straight away. One time. Even in the midst of wonders, God kept telling them that, remember, Deuteronomy 8, verse 18, remember the Lord thy God. Remember, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. Because human beings are very forgetful. And encounters, supernatural encounters of God's goodness, they stay with us. They stay with us. Make more impact on us in our walk here on earth. When you have encountered, Paul kept referring to his encounter on the road to Damascus. There are things that some of you may never remember scriptures, but you always remember what God did in your life, isn't it? Come on now, are you sure? Sometimes people are even radical enough to say, oh, that is Abraham. That happened to Sarah. It's a story. But this is my own encounter. In 1 John chapter 1 verse 1, look at what the Bible said. 1 John chapter 1 verse 1. It says that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. It says in verse 2, it says that, for the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. It said that which, go to verse 1 please. Let's read verse 3, maybe. Verse 3, you give verse 3. It says that which we have seen and have heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. So verse 1 tells us the different stages. And in verse 1 it says that which is from the beginning, which we have heard. There is a hearing realm. That which we have seen is a seeing realm. That which we have looked upon and the one that we have handled. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. Yeah. Sometimes when they take someone to court and the person is a witness, they ask the person, did you see it? Did you hear it? Did you look at it? But all these witnesses, the one who will be very authentic or whose evidence will be the truest of all is the one who handled it. Praise the Lord. Yeah. I heard it, I saw it, I looked up, I touched it, I ate it. Bible said, taste and see. And know that the Lord is God. We can tell you, you may not know he's good, but when you taste it, you will now be able to say that, obeying to me, say some dream, say, this is how honey tastes. This, because sometimes, you know, like I keep saying that, water looks like Sprite. When they put them in two glasses for you and they settle, you will hardly know which is the difference. The difference is in the tasting. Praise the Lord. Sometimes sugar looks like salt. The smooth one. Hello? Yeah. The distinction is in the taste. I have done soakings before where it was saltology. Because in my mind, I was putting sugar inside. And not knowing that, I was increasing salinity level. When I put it inside, I said, I didn't say, this is salt. Because sometimes sugar looks like salt. It's in the tasting. So when you have encounter, it stays with you. Much more. Every believer qualifies to have an encounter. Isaiah 8:18 says that I and the children that the Lord has given me, we are for signs and we are what? For wonders. Say, I qualify to have an encounter of wonders. Say, it is the will of God for me to encounter wonders. One more time. Say, it's the will of God for me to encounter wonders. Psalm 71 verse 7 to 9. Very quickly. Psalm 71 verse 7 to 9. Look at what the Bible said. It said, I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Verse 8. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy what? Honor all the day. Verse 9. It said, cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. He said, I like the verse 7. He said, I am a wonder to my world. Not only are we for signs and wonders, the will of God is to make us a wonder to our world. So wonders is the heritage of God's children. And it is the will of God to make us a wonder to our world. And for that to happen, God uses incomprehensible manifestations of testimonies to establish us as stars, as wonder to our world. May somebody get to that level in Jesus' name. Let there be some unexplainable testimonies, incomprehensible act of his goodness to make you become a wonder to your world. Nobody marries in the family, then God, bam, makes you marry. Nobody gives birth in the family. Bam, you give birth. Are you here at all? God is going to make you a wonder to your world in Jesus' name. One that will make you yourself ask, how shall this be? Since I know not a man. God is about to make you a wonder. He will send a promise that is bigger than your brain. He told Mary, he said, Mary, you are going to deliver a child. He said, hey, this promise is too much. How can this be? How? No, I know no man. I know no politician. I don't have connections. Are you here at all? My network is I am even the Odogu in my network. I'm the breadwinner of the family, the provider of the family. So how can this be? If you can do it, God will not promise you. He will promise you what he can do for you. And when he promises, he has a capacity to execute. And he says that the spirit from on high. That's why I started by saying that when the Holy Spirit lands in a place, wonders will land there. When Mary asked, since I know no man, how shall this be? Angels say, Biko, take it easy. He said, the spirit from on high will overshadow you and the power of God will start making this thing to happen. Are you here at all? I'm praying that God will make it become your reality. In that banking sector, may you become a wonder. In that industry, may you become a wonder in Jesus' name. Now, this week, may your faith come alive. This month, you have to receive it. I said, receive wonders in Jesus' name. Some things must happen to authenticate your faith to you. The first person God wants to convince about faith is you. That you will not have any kind of confusion in your mind. Any doubt in your mind that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God first wants to convince you that he is alive. He says, I'm the one who was and is to come. I was dead, but I'm alive again. God is not interested in convincing your world about you. He's interested in convincing you about him. When he's done convincing you about him, he can use you to advertise his glory to other people. May you become a wonder to your generation. Abraham asked him, he said, who are you? He said, I'm Jehovah. I'm convincing you. Now that you are convinced, set off. I will make you a blessing that your whole family will come and celebrate. I see you becoming that person in Jesus' name. If that amen is loud, that this November will not end. God will show you a token for his blessing. Shout as a charismatic believer, amen. Yeah, tell somebody I'm going to be a wonder to you because I'm a wonder to my generation. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, when God was telling Abraham some things, God covered everywhere. He said that these stars you see in the sky, this is how your descendants are going to be. They are going to be plenteous and they are going to shine as the stars. Praise the Lord. Then you think that the wonder is only up there. Then now God now brought it to the floor, the ground. He says that not only will they shine there, in the global space, but even where they are, I will make them become uncountable like the sand of the seaside. He said, if you look up, you will see my wonder there. If you look down, we'll still be in charge. Are you here at all? You will be in charge. I'm telling you, God is going to make you cover everywhere. Amen. That when they look up, you will be there. When they look down, you will be there. You'll be covering every. Shout a louder amen. Say amen. Every time you are collecting. Boy. God is going to make you spread everywhere.
Amen.
Say, I'm spreading. I am a wonder to my generation. Say, I'm spreading. I'm a wonder to my generation. Sometimes when I'm preaching, God gives me vision. And sometimes the vision is about the church. And sometimes as I'm preaching, it's about individuals. Now, in the moment when I look at some of these specific individuals that God will be giving me visions about, they are posture in the church and even in that particular service. And then a man who say, there is an account of blessedness for somebody whose mind and faith is not ready to collect. To be so, wow, if this guy knew that this is the plan of God for him or her, this will be the most active person in the church. Whereas your experiences may be bitty within you, God has a different plan for you. That's why in his presence, anytime his presence falls, you have to know that he's done you well. The spirit will come upon you. Power will land. And one of the products of power is wonders. So as sometimes you are sitting there in your anxiety, in your, you know, despondency, in your deep thoughts of worry and all of that, God is not seeing that thinking in the head of Gideon. God is seeing what he has put on the table for you. He said, Gidi, Gidi, Gidi. You can be saying whatever you are saying. Your tribe is the smallest. Your family is the smallest. In your clan is the smallest. Your family is the smallest. And you too, you are small in your family. I don't care. What I care is that there is something in you and I put ahead of you. Go in this time. And you find out that the Lord never boasted himself about the nonsense Gideon was saying. As he's saying, I'm going to make you a deliverer. He was looking at his abilities. God says, okay. But for your abilities, you know, you are not even part of the equation. It's wonders because I have deployed my abilities. Go in this thy might. I put the might in you. Go. And you don't know. And what you don't know is that God is already working with you and all he needs is for you to step out. I'm praying that today as you step out by faith, you will see wonders in Jesus' name. If you like say that this year I'm going to marry and start counseling and set a date, you will see how money you have never seen before will start looking for you. May you receive your provision in Jesus' mighty name. I'm feeling like I should collect the amen and run away with my wife. Shout a louder amen here. Stupid. God is always working. God is always working. That is why we must be a people of faith. It's a wonder working God. He taught the people his acts, taught Moses his ways, and he produced acts of wonders in the wilderness and even in the promised land. He kept producing acts of wonders in the promised land for them because he is a wonder working God who sets aside natural protocols and gives his people an advantage in life. In Luke chapter 8 verse 25, Luke 8:25, somebody is going to have an advantage. Luke 8:25, he says that, and he said unto them, where is your faith? And they being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? For he commanded even the winds and water, and they obey him. They were on the sea. Trouble was happening. He just looked at everything. He just said, hey, calm down. Calm down. Be calming down. He told the storm. He rebuked the wind behind the storm and spoke peace to the water. And when people saw it, they said, whoa. When they said, wow, Jesus said, hey, that's a problem now. That's a problem. I am working and you have to be working. I am with you on the boat. And you have to assert yourself that because I am with you, greater is he that is in you and with you. This thing that you have called me to, let it be your last time you are calling me to do this thing. Oh. Let it be your last time. By faith, you need to rise to my level so that you can do some of these things. So when they now say, Master, care us not that we perish. He came, the first thing he asked them is, where is your faith? Because at this point in time, no, I'm expecting that you people can, you know, work miracles and perform some wonders. Just some one or two be out there to tie on there. Once Jesus is in your boat, the greater one lives in you. Rise up in confidence, in boldness, and speak to the wind and rebuke the wind and command the storm that shall calm down. Don't misbehave here. Look at someone and say, I got a power. Holy Ghost power. Praise the Lord. You have it. You have Jesus, you have wonders. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the bread of life. Jesus is the miracle. Jesus is the wonder. Once you have the Holy Spirit, then you are a wonder producing entity. Challenge is that we don't have a faith that backs us practically to walk in it. So even when we say we have faith, we are more theoretical than practical. And the practical, functional, normative faith is an action-driven faith that has no reverse gear or a plan B or a secondary thought.
How about if I do and it doesn't happen? Faith doesn't have that mind. Faith doesn't have that mind. He said, now faith is. Faith knows that it is settled, so I am spending from what already exists. When you are saying wonder, if you are asking for a baby or a pregnancy as a wonder, it is already with God. That is why it is possible. If it is not with God, it cannot be possible, because we cannot spend beyond the account of Christ. It has to be something that is settled in redemption. It's already given to you as a heritage in the will of God. Permit you to have it. Question is healing permissible under the will of God? Yes. Then you can claim it. Daily provision, is it permissible under the will? Yes, you can claim it. Praise the Lord. It's long life. Yes, you can. It's preservation. Yes, you can claim it. It's fruitfulness without much labor, which we call favor. Is it permissible? He said, I will give you fruitfulness where you have not bestowed labor. Wealth transfer is possible. And yet he tells us that work, because he is not sure of the person to transfer wealth to until you are proving that you can handle work. If you can't handle work, when we give you wealth, you are going to kill yourself, because you are more a blower than a grower. Hey, my rhyme, you boy. Jesus is in the boat. He said, boy, you guys can wake me up for something, so. However, this is how it's done. And when they saw it, they said, what manner of man is this? Acquire a champion. For he commanded even the winds and the water, and they obey him. Wonders. What manner of man? In your workplace, you are going to ask, what manner of woman is this? What manner of man is this? Are you here at all? It is wonders that does not allow you to stay in the queue. Wonders. You married this year and wonders in tea. You are not going to spend 10 years to have one child. Wonders in tea. You can start by triplet farm. Wonders. Are you here at all? Wonders. Wonders in tea. Somebody who is working fully for the first time in this year, in 1 year, you can be more prosperous than someone who has worked for 20 years. Wonders can put you in an environment, make you harness so much blessings there with people of substance, that when you put together your portfolio for 1 year, it will be more enviable than someone who has worked for 20 years. Wonders indeed. Are you here at all? It's wonders that position Joseph in the house of Potiphar. I'm telling you, no lie, that as he entered there, he was the last to enter there, he became the supervisor. Wonders was happening all around him, and it happened so much that even in prison he appeared and became a prime minister. Wonders made him a boss to his boss. I'm preaching this thing here. I said that by the time Joseph became a prime minister, he was a boss to Mr. Potiphar. Are you here at all? By wonders. How do you explain it? When now you become the boss to your employer. See, some of the people commanding you around this time around there, if they don't have a heart that they are teaching you to make you great, whether they like it or not, God is going to pass his own way. Set aside. Are you here at all? Because if God were to go by the status quo, follow the normal trajectory, oh boy, and kofobia blocky coin da da da. Now, oh, Baba, say, oh, coin, he na new David, when the wine. David did not say, hey, Michael, when make us I on you, because me, who is me and what is my house? If you are talking about royalty, we shouldn't mention David. In fact, the Bible said concerning King Saul, when the guy showed up, head and shoulders over every man in Israel, guy fine like Pastor Francis. Fine pass. Finest. Wow. Guy fine. Too fine. Nice. So David was saying that if we were to measure by fineness, I won't even measure up. But by the wonder working power of God, he gave me a sling and a stone that took down a giant that the fine guy was afraid of. That's all. The rest, when Saul was inviting David to the palace, it was a prophetic act to say that, take over the throne. God had arranged it. Praise the Lord. A giant must not fall like that. That stone, as it was going, hand of God was behind that stone. Praise the Lord. The precision with which it was shot, it had to be by God's hand. Praise the Lord. Wonder working power. Sometimes you are just there making a presentation. You will see that some of the minor points become the major point for your promotion. Because God is working. Praise the Lord. When you go and do your PhD, you cannot put your faith in the certificate. Because you need a God who will be wondrously making you appealing in the sight of people, insistence. Now, I'm going to be with 4 PhDs. And then high blood pressure, mom. My professor, you see, PhD means permanent head damage. Imagine the level of damage. What about PhD? I don't need you, man. Yeah, come baby, I see you overqualify. Yeah, Bell. What cool anymore to do? You need favor, and favor is one of the strongest acts of God's wondrous working power. That an undeserving person all of a sudden becomes the most attractive in a space. You don't look at the people who are hit. If it's a song, it's not the we matter. No. God just favors somebody. Decides, I favored you. Go. Anything they put there, I'm telling you. Look at Pastor Nat. He will sing one line. One line, no. Just one line. Yahweh Sabaoth. Yahweh, the Lord of hosts, the King of glory. Yahweh. To be narrated. First verse, second verse, pre-chorus, third verse, with a hook and a bridge, merged together. Wow! With key changes. They even don't call it key change, they call it modulation. Modulate akwashe garimu. Aye beams. It's a wonder. It's a wonder that you have not attended Harvard School of Business. And the way you are poorly marketing your product, it's a wonder that you are always out of stock. It's a wonder. I'm telling you, God is waking up some people and telling them, like Ananias, say, go to this street, go to that house. There's a guy there. It's God marketing Saul. Brother Paul to Ananias. And the guy says, I'm not going. God said, oh, poor. And then my catchers are better at the end. If you're a marketer, you have to believe in the wondrous working power of God. God, as I am going, convince a client before I get there. Some of the businesses you have gotten that are very big, you don't even know what you said. Because you did proper presentation somewhere. That they didn't even fuck. There's a brother here, he has some millions of something from a company. He said 2 years before he went, people from his own company had been chasing that account. They said, go come. They now employed him as a new staff in that company. Then he was talking to somebody and he said, oh, I wish I would have the account of so and so. They pull him aside and he said, the CFO is my... it's my friend. Let's go and see. He went and said, hey, but your people have been coming here. We said, okay, you sign this thing. Well, like that. So people have been chasing this thing. And it never went on their record. It went on this new guy's record. What did he do? God going ahead of his people, working certain systems, certain platforms for the elevation of his own men. God is a miracle working God. Oh. Praise the Lord. That is why you must always have hope and you must always have faith that regardless of what you are going through, if he decides to step in, he will change the dynamics to favor your cause. Praise the Lord. No room to give up in life. Some of you have issues. Oh, they say I have fibroids. And this fibroid has, you know what? Worst of it all is when it gives you pains. Then your mind will be telling you, if it's giving me pain without pregnancy now, when I marry and get pregnant, bobo. So you now condemn yourself to grebu. It's a Greek word. You condemn yourself. So it's like you're not part of the game. So you see that your heart desire and your expectations don't match. Because you are looking at what's happening in your body to determine the next level of your life and your possibilities. By your the Bible says that Christ in you, your hope is not in your experiences, neither is it in your competences. Paul said, he said that if we were marking based on the nobility of men, he said, I don't come from a family to be qualified for this. But I have been chosen by grace, selected by grace. So your hope for glory is dependent on who is in you, who is with you, who is working for you, who is working around you. Are you here at all? That's a Christ in me. I have hope for every glory because he can fix it, he can make it work, and he will always blow my mind. Wonders. Why do you need such a message? It gives you a possibility, faith. Because faith does so many things. Sometimes faith is to manage crisis. Faith to go through persecution. And also there is faith that the Bible says that, and by it, the elders obtained a good report. You see them going into lions den, coming out unscathed. Going into furnace, coming out unscratched. He said that women saw their dead, brought to life by faith. Eleko Tosiah. He says that we cannot even talk about Gideon, we can't talk about Jephthah, we can't talk about, these are dangerous. Faith is so potent and powerful when it comes to wonders. So when you stand there and say, in the name of Jesus, oh, this dawn I was reading a scripture, the scripture entered me, it entered me. Look at this scripture, Philippians 2:6. Praise the Lord. He said, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God. I'm going to show you something. Please, let's read. We're reading to verse 11. Okay, it said, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Verse 8. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him. When he died, wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. The name is given. The name, when Jesus said, in my name, you will cast out devils. It's a given name. It's not something you work for. It's given. It's an authority that has been given you. That you have a Ghanaian parent and you are born in Ghana, the citizenship is given. You are not working for it and you cannot be deported in Ghana. It's given. When he died, the Lord exalted him and gave him a name that is above every name, a name that is respected. And you will see the domain. Next level, please. He says that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every knee, he didn't say every knee may bow. He said should. It's a definite proposition. It's an instruction that you can't alter. It's every knee should bow of things in heaven. When you say in the name of Jesus, whatever is in the heaven, even if Satan is there, he must respond to it. It's a given name of things in heaven, things on earth, things under the earth, even in hell. Hell has swallowed somebody's health. He said, bring it out. Jesus went to the grave of Lazarus. He said, oh yeah, boy, come out now. He was wrong. He said, come out. Dead man for 4 days. Repackaging started. He came out. How come? Have we reached 16? Oh, we're going to 11, right? And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is what? Lord. To the glory of God the Father. How come you have been given an authoritative certificate, a given name, that when you speak, because it's in you, when you speak, everything should respond to you. And when you are using it, you have some quandary in your mind. your faith is not, it doesn't go in that unidirection. You are always giving possibilities. It's unfair. Jesus' name is not your mother's name. It's not your father's name. It's not Akufo-Addo's name. Are you here at all? It's not Joe Biden's name. Jesus' name is Jesus' name. It's an authority that is respected in the heavens, on the earth, beneath the earth. That when you, like I'm doing a service and I'm saying, I'm telling a demon, come out. Am I thinking twice? I'm not thinking twice. And someone that I've seen that devil wants to kill, I'm saying that, I say in the name of Jesus, it is canceled. I'm not expecting that person to die. Are you here? I'm not expecting. Recently we had a service and one of our camera guys, about 3 years ago, Daniel's, this is what he said, we're doing a prophetic census like that. He was there. We were doing communion, marking everybody. I called my, are you a devil? We are doing this thing. You are standing there. You are not partaking. Come here. They want to kill you. Oh, he partook of it. We decreed that there shall be no loss, no loss. The next day now, they were hanging a billboard and he pulled the metal into the electric transformer. 80 kVA electric transformer. The transformer, the metal in his hand, in contact with the electrical current in the transformer, pulled him to the transformer, electrocuted him fully, and now brought him down. Metal entered his eye. His neck broke. This one broke. Da-da-da-da. This street, people ran from the community. They came. The guy is dead. They carried him. The day before, I was screaming on him that, hey! You must be covered. You cannot die. Next day, nah, death came looking for him. Did he die? Hospital said he would die. The guy cannot survive. Like joke. If God did not permit, it will not happen. Well, he said you wouldn't die. That death cannot take it. Because we have said in the name of Jesus, you will not die. Death will not take it. Let it be your faith. That's why he's still alive. Most of the music videos we have been doing for our songs, he's one of those people who have been doing that. He's alive to do it. Death came, but it was too late. The day before, we have said that there shall be no loss of life. Am I talking to somebody now? I know devil is bigger than you and bigger than me. He's older than us. Bible calls him old serpent. The only difference is that you have Jesus in you, who is greater than anything in this world. So when you speak, everything must bow, especially when you speak in the name of Jesus. That should be your faith. And that makes you a producer of wonders. A producer of what? If it's in heaven, you still have jurisdiction there. How? In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. There's a difference between Christian prayer and Muslim prayer. Muslims don't pray in the name of Jesus. We pray in the name of Jesus. Buddhists don't pray in the name of Jesus. We pray in the name of Jesus. That's why I keep telling you that the prayer is not an activity. The authentication of the prayer is in whose name you are praying. Jesus said, if you pray in my name, you ask the Father, they don't know you. You are not known. You are going in the name of Jesus. And if you go in the name of Jesus, devil respects it. Sickness respects it. Are you here at all? Every element in this life respects the power in the name of Jesus. It's the only clearance without contestation. So when he say in the name of Jesus, be healed. That's why he said, do it simple. You lay your hands on the sick. And in my name, he didn't say in your power. In my name, they will be healed. Can you promise that you will practice in my name? Yes. Are you sure? Power in the name. If you want to see the potency God has hidden in you, pray for the revelation of the power that is in the name of Jesus. The revelation. If you pray in my name, if you ask in my name, what is it in the name of Jesus that when you ask in his name,
Ko jani muti oni misanyo mno ko jani muti ya oni omuye jumano
Ozimotiezia Iranu Mutia. Media Sana Moma Bamun Chremi. Maybe to me via a brute to me in a unito. That's a mekasa.
Boy, when I mention your name, nothing will happen.
Nothing.
Power is in the name. Praise the Lord. And the name that is above every name is Jesus. When you have Jesus, you have a voice. You have what? A voice in heaven, a voice on earth, a voice beneath the earth. Don't let anybody use their necromancies to scare you. When you have the name of Jesus, and some catch on to my friend, go and sleep in the name of Jesus. I bind you. They are bound. The only way they will not be bound is when you yourself don't believe the power back in the name you are using. It's too powerful. Praise the Lord. And he's giving us conditionalities for effectively using the name. I'm not sure what I'm preaching today, but really you need to have that relationship so that you will not be like the sons and daughters of Sceva. So we bind you in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches. Not you, acquire customer. You got to know him yourself. Got to know him. Praise the Lord. And then my mother prays. My husband is prayerful. There is an extent to which that can work. But if you want to take responsibility for your destiny, it can no longer be on the prayer of your mother, prayer of your husband, prayer of your father. Praise the Lord. Most of you, if you were living with me in the house, maybe you will not pray, because if you are looking for someone to pray to inspire you to pray, you will not hear any prayer. You will not hear any, like in your mind, some of you, when you see me praying in the church, in your mind, it's like, hi, daddy, fear, be koyo, koyo ne jadim. Really? Jump from her. Jadim, sir. Sometimes I see the people in the house. I say, hey, I'm going to try my mabo, my mabo. I'll grow a money. So they lie bad. This morning I almost overslept. My wife woke me up around 7. Because I woke up at 1. I woke up at 1. I went to sit at the table. Everybody was sleeping. I was reading and I started praying. When I'm praying, cry, you will not hear. As a student now, just praying. Mostly when I'm praying, you are asleep. Or when you go to work, I'm praying in the house. In my quiet time, I'm just praying. Obviously, no man can do this if you don't know your way with God. So I pray, but if you are looking for a visible acrobatic prayerful person, I think my wife learned that very long time ago. That Charlie, I don't want to empire because I want empire. Me show me football. That me ni baje na ma join. If you will not be a Christian for yourself and know the Lord for yourself, nobody is going to be the foundation for your salvation. Work it out. You have received enough word to build you faith to relate with the Lord. You shouldn't be looking for motivation from anybody. They that know their God, not they that are motivated to knowing their God. You should see the necessity of having an active, functional relationship with the Holy Spirit. And not pin it to your partner. Are you not the head of this family? Oh boy. On the day of judgment, would they present head of family? Okay, we're in the head of family anyway. Pincham hase. Behani and one kasa. When I'm mom pie, ma buy one mom pie and even one. Pincham hell, huh? Head of family. I be for no muku a jumamu and head of family never be here no amount. Every time you are waiting for head of family, you are the head of family. Head of family. And you are the head of the family. And the Bible says,
Oh, ne yer no mpae na ngie se be kofa be ma no. Wow. Mami sorry bo mpae wo ngola. Sorry bo mpae. You are managing a risky business. Do you know that when you are married, you are managing a risky business of a husband? Hardly, look, women are very intuitive. Hardly will a woman go out there and then will see things and misbehave when it even comes to infidelity. It has to be very deep for a woman to maybe go and commit adultery or fornicate. But guys, things are external for guys, so aesthetics. Who can it win on? That's how risky your business is, sisters. Wow. Aquano, sorry, Anopana. Really, you should. Every day is a risk. So you wake up in the morning, oh Lord, reduce my risk and maintain my lot for me in the land of the living. Sakwa risky guy when I watch him and never lead him by way. Oh, sorry, and I'm drinking hormones in a drinking in a yachman. Hormones need to calm down to settle. Sometimes you, the time you have planned for divorce is the time they want to have sex. Yeah. As they were sleeping, it was that they are cooking something inside them and they call it morning glory. And you say, if I found favor in your sight, if I found favor in your sight, then you quote the scripture. If you cannot maintain your house, you have lost the faith and you are worse than an infidel. Sister, work out your own salvation with fear and what? Trembling. You can work in wonders. Either it's morning glory or morning flavor. You need to flavor the morning. Rakosha la pataya. Wow. Charlie, you will work in wonders this year. In the mighty name of Jesus. May anywhere doors have been shut to you, let the doors be opened. Amen. That amen didn't come out at all. Amen. I said, doors will open for you in Jesus' name. Amen. In a manner that people will say, wow, we have not seen it in this fashion before. Wonders. Wonders. I'm a Jesus person. No matter how bad your situation, call the name Jesus. Speak it. Speak the name. Jesus. Declare it over the rock. Declare it over the mountain. Declare it in the valley. In the situation, declare it. Praise the Lord. You will see wonders. It's an undeniable truth that at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Every knee should bow. I have no doubt in my mind that faithful is he who has promised. And the same will do it. Sometimes the action you take is an action of your heart that believes the word of God, and you speak it as raw as it is with revelation. God gave me this. Devil cannot take it from me. God gave me health. My body, you cannot be weak. Come alive in Jesus' name. Am I preaching to somebody here at all? Somebody stood before you or in secret and cursed you. Listen, don't accept it. What is giving you boldness not to accept in the name of Jesus? In the name of what?
Jesus.
I'm not accepting it. The curse will not land. Even me, if I curse you. Vivian, Miss Addison. It's a privilege that we get to pastor you, not to curse you. Nobody's blood has saved anyone except the blood of Jesus. We don't own anybody. We are going to account for sheep. And part of the accountability is not to curse them, to kill them. No pastor has a right to curse you. I'm telling you, hey, stop cursing people. Your curse is too much. When you're angry, have you cursed your children in the house? Some of your very stubborn children, impossible children. You have not cursed them. People's children in church, dear. When you are not happy now, the wind is against you. Where are you born from?
Stop it. Stop it.
And because we have been scared to believe that it will work, you even be running, waiting for it to work. And you are behaving like Job. The thing that you are expecting to come will come. Now, if you are not expecting it to come, and you are hidden in Christ, in God, you move and have your being in Christ. Just be very, you know, remorseful and be meaningful with your repentance and really, really, really apologize. That's my apologize was one yet into a bomb idea. Hey, if God were to give us to the will of men, and gasof one or both the crank one tears or quarter now stubbornness would buy a bini. Do you know the stubbornness of Brother Saul before he became Paul? Guy was killing Christians. I'm sure the Christians, they cursed him and the guy didn't die. It has to stop. Oh. Praise the Lord. And you church member, to you to stop cursing people. Small thing. Do you know who I am? You know that I'm a child of God. My double. Now the Jesus day I can. Ewe Jesus day. Enye Juma. Ye break your heart now. Domino Christ. Enye Juma. We're in love. We are not in love again. So somebody should die because we are not in love. And the boss of crying. One two now. Then you want somebody to die, brother. Now so be happy be you. One, two, now I break your sister in the heart. One, two, now I break your sister. Sisters in the home, be very careful with the sisters. Oh, one, your sister who didn't sorry to our home. Would you want? I'm going to call that data. Sana, would you Leticia and Felicia and a Justicia? Nti wo de ba Rolinsia so no o se a ha ne wo last stop Rolinsia so on pene wa gada data ni nyina nti wo de wo ba ye no ka yes na no chance se o tia wo kasa in the name of Felicia, Leticia and Justicia ya mi hu mo bo na wo jai Rolinsia ko Vicentia ho wewu. Say I'm for signs and wonders. I can't hear you. Say I'm for signs and wonders. Do you believe it? Say I'm for signs and wonders. Say as I step out there, signs and wonders are my portion in the name of Jesus. Say everything that I do, I pray for the anointing, the presence of the Holy Ghost to change the dynamics, to suit me, give me an advantage in the mighty name of Jesus. Say the name of Jesus works for me in all situations. It works for me in the name of Jesus. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, in heaven, on earth, beneath the earth. Say I have authority in all these realms and dimensions of life. When I speak by faith, I see result. When I decree by faith, light goes forth. Say, my life can never be disadvantaged. My life can never depreciate. Say, I appreciate, I increase in all that I do. I have favor before God and man. Say, I will never be small. I will always be big. I will increase and I will multiply. Say, I have fruitfulness by wonders. I explode into wealth transfer. Fruitfulness beyond my labor, beyond my skill, beyond my competence. Say, my faith is in Christ and in the power of God to give me more in the name of Jesus, say any pattern that is not to my favor, in the mighty name of Jesus, I reverse it. I reverse it. I reverse it. Say, this year, I will end the year well. In the mighty name of Jesus, say, I declare by faith, in the name of Jesus, all my yesteryears of failure turn to my favor. In the mighty name of Jesus, say, I am blessed. I am blessed beyond every curse. In the name of Jesus, say, by favor, by wonders, God has sent my way blessings beyond comprehension. Say, by favor, by the wonders of God, God has released men of substance into my life. Say, I shall be attractive in the eyes of my destiny helpers. I shall be attractive in the eyes of the people who should love me. I shall be attractive in the eyes of my blessers. Any man who sees me shall bless me. Any woman who sees me shall bless me. Say, I have goodwill in the sight of men, in the sight of women, in the city, in the village, in the bush. Say, all resources wondrously gather around me. Say, I'm never in lack. I shall never lack. I will never be in need, for my God supplies all my need according to his riches in glory. Say, by faith, I tap into the riches of Christ Jesus. Endless riches, endless abundance, endless supplies. Say, I shall never be in need. I shall never want. The Lord is my shepherd. He is my provider. And in this November, December, say, provisions everywhere. Say, provisions everywhere. Say, I have men and provisions. I have men and materials. I have men and human resources, financial resources, resources of favor. I can hear you say, I am favored. This November, I am bigger than I have ever been. Say, my voice is going far. My efforts are going far. Say, I declare wonders in the heavens, wonders on the earth to my favor. Say, I am beautiful. I am nice. I am attractive. Say, I have attention. Attention for favor. Say, I am the attention on the block. I can't hear you. Say, I am the attention on the block. The spotlight is on me for favor wherever I enter. Like a magnet, all the good things in that space, that industry, will gravitate towards me. Say, I, Francis, mention your name again. Say, I, Francis, one more time. Say, I, Francis, I am favored with every good and perfect thing. Wherever I go, I walk in favor. I walk in favor. I walk in wonder. The wonders of God appear in my life, in my space, in the name of Jesus. 24/7, the rest of the year, say, I will see wonders. Wonders in everything. Wonders in every area. Wonders in every day. Say, wonders. Give the Lord a big clap offering.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.